and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores, where tonight we'll be letting some more star organists entertain. In this slot last month, I had handpicked a selection of tracks from some of the exclusive material recorded for this show, and I thought we'd have more of the same this week. But before the music starts, let me just plug something that's happening on Monday. That's Monday the 23rd of November at 7 p.m, where if you head to our YouTube channel, you will be able to tune in for a special live event, a special live show featuring myself on Hammond M100, raising money for Cancer Research UK. So it would be great to have as many of you listening to that as possible, even if it does mean you have to put up with my music for that slot. Anyway, back to some proper star organists now, and let's start off with David Lowe at the Freemanual 12-rank Wurlitzer in the Victoria Hall in Saltaire, with a medley of Latin-esque style pieces, Scirocco, At the Balalaika, and Rio Shambira.
Thank you.
David Lowe in 2019 at the Soultale Wurlitzer, sounding especially wonderful with the recent addition of a crummet, and that certainly comes across in that recording. Many of us, I'm sure, wished that we had a theatre pipe organ in our home, one that we can wake up in the morning and sit down at and practice at. However, in reality, for most people, this is not the case. However, technology has come on far, and thanks to VTPOs, you can now enjoy the sounds of the mighty at home without having to actually install any pipes. Although VTPOs will never recreate the sound of air rushing up an organ pipe, they're a pretty good substitute and perfectly good for practice and for getting familiar with registration. If you have a decent setup at home with decent speakers, the experience can be pretty wonderful. And one person who does a great deal for that area of organ work is Ian McGlinchey. He has a fantastic setup in his home in Scotland. I've been there, it sounds wonderful, and Ian has recorded a couple of times for us on this show. So let's have one of those tracks featuring the Paramount 450 sample set. Here's a dreamy ballad, East of the Sun and West of the Moon. Some lovely sounds there. East of the Sun and West of the Moon, as played by Ian McGlinchey on the Paramount 450 sample set. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the last track, owning a pipe organ for many is a dream. However, some people have taken faith in themselves and indeed sometimes their neighbours to install a pipe organ in their residence. It takes patience, courage, and friendly neighbours to do so, but many of the home installations in this country are very successful. And one of which of those is the wonderful Wurlitzer in the residence of Barry Earl in Leighton Buzzard. This organ sounds really wonderful, and it's amazing because the instrument is made up of bits. It's not installed in a conventional manner. There are no 16-foot pipes. It's all electronic, but it all blends together really well in his music room. As I'm sure you'll agree, when Mark Laughlin takes to the keys, Stevie Wonder is not a name you would first think of when the repertoire for playing a theatre organ concert. However, his music comes across very well, as I'm sure you'll agree, in this trio of tunes, For Once in My Life, Isn't She Lovely, and I Just Called to Say I Love You. Thank you. The music of Stevie Wonder, played by Mark Laughlin on the Wonderful Wurlitzer installed in the music room of Barry Earl in Leighton Buzzard, sounding mighty fine. Now, the first time I went and heard the Compton organ installed in the Fenton Hall in Hampden in Arden was for a Cinema Organ Society AGM about 5 years ago in 2015. Well, time does fly, doesn't it? Anyway, after the AGM and the entertainment which followed, I approached COS Chairman Simon Gledhill and invited him to record some tracks for the show. With the curtains in front of the shutter openings pulled back and no audience in the room, the Compton was transformed. So I've chosen this track because it demonstrates all of the nice subtleties in the Compton as well as some of the full ensemble sounds, and it's a jazz standard called Harlem Nocturne. Thank you. Simon Gledhill at the Fenton Hall Compton 5 years ago with Harlem Nocturne, and doesn't the organ sound wonderful in that recording? I hope you agree. Now, I think it's safe to say that the Assembly Hall Worthing Wurlitzer is very much set up in the American way with its deep, fruity tremulence. However, when you look at the console, there's a number of additions on the specification which are great if you play in the Blackpool style, and indeed the organ responds very well to the rhythmic side of playing, as I'm sure you'll agree, as we end this week's show with a trio of quick step tunes played by Robert Wolf. So here we go with Sweet Georgia Brown, the original Dixieland One Step, and Mack the Knife. Thank you. Robert Wolf at the Worthing Wurlitzer in 2018 with that trio of very quick steps, lots of hopping around, and indeed I do enjoy that style of playing with Sweet George Brown, the original Dixieland One Step, and Mac the Knife, bringing this Star Organist Showcase to a close. So that's it from me on this week's show. Don't forget you can tune in on Monday for our special live show, Raising Money for Cancer Research UK. That's Monday at 7 p.m. on our YouTube page, or you'll be able to click on this website and there'll be a link embedded so that you can watch it there. And of course, John Deeming will be back at a microphone next Thursday with, I believe he's going to put a fairly rhythmical show together, so that should be wonderful to get your feet tapping. Anyway, from me, Damon Cox, it's time for me to sign off and take care.